Vistara's eyes grew wide, and Ben felt a flash of alarm in the Force. Before she could reply, Abeloth turned away and descended the boarding ramp. Ben waited until Abeloth had turned back toward the reception hall's wrecked entrance, then looked up and met Vistara's gaze. Her eyes were softer than before, but she wisely resisted any urge to comfort or console him. She knew Ship's capabilities as well as Ben did. Ship could not only watch her, it could eavesdrop on the thoughts in the top of her mind.
"So what happened in the escape tunnel?"
Ben demanded.
"I led an ambush."
There was a hard edge in her voice that did not match the apology in her watery eyes.
"On the Millennium Falcon."
"You what?"
Ben had no need to fake the shock, anger, or confusion in his voice. Her story made no sense, yet he could see in her face and feel in the Force that it was true.
"What was the Falcon doing down there?"
"Dropping off Basil Warf. He's dead."
Vistara paused, doing a fairly good job of pretending to be cruel by making Ben wait for the news that she knew would be closest to his heart.
"The Solos managed to escape into the temple, but they'll be dead soon enough, if they aren't already."
Noticing that she hadn't said anything about Alana or more casualties, Ben breathed a silent sigh of relief and said,
"You're a lying she-vork. There's no reason the Falcon would be down there."
"Your confusion is understandable."
Vistara was managing to sound like she was actually enjoying this, and perhaps on some level she was. After all, tapping into one's secret emotions was the key to good acting.
"The Falcon is supposed to be with the Academy students, I know. We don't know why it wasn't, only that our signal people intercepted some chatter about infiltrators entering through the evacuation route. Since I was the only one who knew how to find the tunnel, I led the ambush. Imagine my surprise when it turned out to be the Millennium Falcon."
Vistara was telling the truth about being surprised, but she was lying about everything else. Ben could see it in her eyes and feel it in the Force. And she was a good enough liar that it shouldn't have been that easy for him. There wasn't any more she could tell him, and she was letting him know it. Ben nodded to show he understood, then asked,
"So you were just playing me all along? You were never serious about becoming a Jedi?"
"Does it look like I was serious?"
Vistara's voice held so much contempt that she sounded sincere, and something dark began to burn inside Ben.
"Yes, Ben. I was playing you. That's what Sith do."
Ben glowered at Vistara, thinking of all the times she had betrayed and deceived him in the past, deliberately allowing the dark ember inside to build into full-blown anger. With Ship able to touch the surface of their minds almost at will, it was important to feel the emotions appropriate to their words, or Ship would sense the disparity and realize whose side Vistara was really on.